On Colorado's southern border, about 200 miles south of Denver, lies the city of Trinidad. There's been a boom and bust economic cycle in Trinidad for a very long time, since its founding as a coal mining town in the 1860s. But now a growing number of entertainers and entrepreneurs are leaving Denver and are flocking to Trinidad. They're hoping to build a more stable economy there, rooted in arts and culture. Colorado Public Radio's Dan Boyce reports.
Outside of the Trinidad Lounge, on the edge of downtown, an old man who calls himself the Blind Man of God plays guitar and sings for pedestrians in the early evening. He's wearing a ball cap covered with depictions of pot leaves.
I know what's going to happen here. I know this town is marked by the hand of God, brother.
Theron Sandy followed his son here a couple years ago from North Carolina. He says he's had dreams that in Trinidad, God will restore the sight he lost as a teenager. Now, inside the Trinidad Lounge, co-owner Suzanne Magnuson prepares for the night's onstage musical act, a country band stopping on the way up to Denver.
I've always thought of a good bar as like a character in the story. And this is a character in the story of Trinidad, and we're just here to kind of bring it back to life.
The lounge had been shuttered for almost a decade when she bought the place last year with her husband, Kurt Wallach. They also own an alternative music venue in Denver called The High Dive. Wallach says he wants the lounge in Trinidad to have the sort of local impact he believes The High Dive used to have in Denver.
Those places can't touch the cultural fabric anymore. The cultural fabric of the city has gone beyond that. And I feel like that Denver outgrew us in some ways.
Now, this is Trinidad, Colorado's number one, most important, most viewed.
A few blocks from the Trinidad Lounge, you'll find comedian Jay Gillespie standing in a vacant storefront in front of a green screen, talking to a webcam.
Now, welcome to the stream, everyone.
It's an improvised nightly video stream he calls Cougar Nights Live. Gillespie spent 8 years working the Denver stand-up scene. Then he took his act on the road.
And I've sort of toured all over, and at the end of the day, anything is as good as anywhere else. You can live in L.A., bang your head against the wall, live in Denver, hit five mics a night. I live in Trinidad, and currently I'm getting the most sort of interest in what I'm doing that I've ever had.
Gaining traction with an online audience, yeah, that's part of it. Though, as a bigger fish in a smaller pond, he says what he's doing, it's noticed here. He's visible.
And so everyone's like, oh yeah, that's Jay Gillespie. He's our comedian.
Denver entrepreneur and one-time mayoral candidate Kayvon Collet-Barry owns that vacant storefront Gillespie tells jokes in. Collet-Barry's making a big financial bet on Trinidad, that smaller towns are seeing a renaissance, spurred on by the COVID-19 pandemic.
You know, people taking flight from urban areas and setting up shop in these places where, you know, they're safer, they have good schools, they have cheaper home prices, cheaper cost of living.
He has spent millions in the last year buying a dozen properties in and around Trinidad's historic downtown. A Denver coffee shop, a Denver pizza place, a Denver brewery, they will all be opening new Trinidad locations in his buildings within the next year. Two blocks west of Gillespie's comedy show, you'll find the guy facilitating a lot of this investment.
My name is Wally Wallace, and I am the Economic Development Director for the city of Trinidad, Colorado.
For years, Wallace was involved as an event organizer in Denver, largely in the comedy scene, friends with Jay Gillespie and Kayvon Collet-Barry. At the beginning of 2019, he started this new gig in Trinidad.
I've just made it a point to put that out to the rest of the world that I'm not stuck in traffic. Hey, I'm paying one half of what I was paying for my house here, and I'm not renting it. I own it. I'm building equity here.
He says more than 20 of his friends have packed up and moved here in the last year or two, many from Denver's art scene, including those new owners of the Trinidad Lounge back down the street, Kurt Wallach and Suzanne Magnuson.
I'm hoping that as we grow down here that we can do it in a way that's like consciously done so that we still have affordable housing. I don't want it to spiral out of control that like everything's an Airbnb and there's nowhere that families can live.
It's the classic challenge faced by so many Colorado mountain towns. Word gets out, new money comes in, locals get pushed out. Economic Development Director Wally Wallace says his biggest obstacle right now is trying to avoid that future. For Here and Now, I'm Dan Boyce. I feel blue.